USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The issues plaguing Southwest Airlines are beyond weather-driven, according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He tells ABC News the mass cancellations and delays impacting travelers with Southwest show a, quote, system failure, and says Southwest needs to make sure stranded passengers get to their destinations and are given adequate compensation. The union representing Southwest pilots is not surprised by this meltdown. In a statement, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says the mass cancellation of flights was absolutely preventable and that there was a systemic failure to modernize the computer software that controls work schedules and routes planes. The CEO of the airline is apologizing. Here's Julio Flores.
Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan is apologizing after thousands of canceled flights left angry travelers stranded or scrambling again on Tuesday.
We have some real work to do in making this right. For now, I want you to know that we're committed to that.
Jordan said he's truly sorry that there's a massive effort to stabilize the airline and get things back to normal. Winter storms and huge operational challenges sent Southwest into a meltdown. Jordan says schedules are being significantly reduced in an attempt to catch up. He says he's also in contact with the Department of Transportation, which is investigating the problems. Jordan is optimistic that the airline will be back on track before next week.
Travelers from China now require to show a negative COVID-19 test result before flying into the U.S. Travelers 2 years of age and older coming from China will need to get tested for COVID 2 days before their departure. The requirements go into effect January 5th. It comes as China battles a major outbreak of the virus. Wall Street falling across the board at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 365 points to 32,875. S&P 500 fell 46 to 3783. And the NASDAQ dropped 140 points to 10,213. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's costing more to fill up the gas tank, but there is a silver lining.
Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for regular is 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon. That's still 41 cents lower than a month ago. Texas remains the lowest price leader at $2.70 a gallon. Georgia is a close second at $2.71. I'm Lance Pry.
Buffalo is slowly digging itself out of a major winter storm. Crews across New York State are helping to clear several feet of snow. Major highways have opened, but several secondary roadways still need to be cleared. Also, the weather is helping with temperatures warming into the 40s. As if cancellations and delays weren't enough, a Southwest flight making headlines for another reason. A fight on a plane headed from Honolulu to Oakland caused the flight to be turned around on Tuesday. When two passengers got into it, the flight was rescheduled for today. Disney parks may no longer be the happiest place on earth. Officials are issuing a warning to guests amidst a number of fights like this one in Walt Disney World. Disney Parks has seen an increase in brawls, guests mistreating cast members, and even arrests since reopening after the pandemic. Disney theme parks in Southern California and Florida issuing courtesy reminders to guests. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.